O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
If I climb up to heaven, you are there.
If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. Yesterday I was crucified with Christ. Today I am glorified with him. Yesterday I was dead with Christ. Today I am sharing in his resurrection. Yesterday I was buried with him. Today I am waking with him from the sleep of death.
Psalm 118.
I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation.
Joyful shouts of salvation. Sound from the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord does mighty deeds. The right hand of the Lord raises up. The right hand of the Lord does mighty deeds.
I shall not die but live.
And declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has punished me sorely, but he has not given me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it.
I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and have become my salvation.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvellous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation.
Saving God, open the gates of righteousness, that your pilgrim people may enter and be built into a living temple on the cornerstone of our salvation, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. As the two disciples came near the village to which they were going, Jesus walked ahead as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?"
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
Let us pray to the Lord, who is our refuge and stronghold, for the health of our nation and of every nation, that all who are fearful and anxious may know freedom from worry. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer,
for the healing of the sick, that they may be delivered from their affliction. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who heal and those who govern, that grace and inspiration will guide them. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who desire healing of mind, that in this time of anxiety and uncertainty, they may know comfort. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God.
Let us pray. Christ, yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to you and all ages. To you be glory and power through every age and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the risen Christ give us his peace. Alleluia. Amen.